I tell the DJs what to play.
Yeah. Hey, tell them we declare war on this one right here. Yeah. Man, it's time to break up the silence. We've been awfully quiet. It ain't time to get turned down. Man, it's time to be crying. Crying out from that rooftop with a smooth five for them giants. It ain't time to be peacemaking. Man, it's time to get violent. Man, it's time to get violent. And it's time to get big mouth.
Yeah, man, it's time to get turned up. It's your boy Kingpin, Big Drake. We back, man. Dog, so we got off on a little tangent, but like I say, I mean, it's our show, and so we like to talk, and we think y'all like to hear us talk, so that's why we keep doing it. So, but hey, anytime y'all got something y'all wants to talk about, just hit us up, man. If it's through the week, man, especially if something funny happened, please, fam, hit me up, because I love to catch a good funny, all right? So, if it's good enough, I'll put it up on the website, and I'll tell people to go check it out, man. So, Big Drake, man, so you were sitting at the crib.
Let me jump in right quick.
Okay, come on.
Listeners, Kingpin, you have to put it on our webpage under the funnies, but all the listeners need to go out, YouTube, Stevie TV, and type in twerking intervention.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh, that was so hilarious.
Yes. Twerking intervention. And hit us up and let us know what you think about that video.
So YouTube, Stevie TV, all right, twerking intervention. And sit back and enjoy the laughs and let us know.
Yes.
Big Drake, I ain't tell you also, man, I had I cooked a lot this weekend. Brother, I smoked 5 Boston butts this week alone. And 40 pounds of chicken. I barbecued 40 pounds of chicken. So, yeah, the smoker has been blowing up all since Wednesday. I've been smoking butts since Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah, had a lot. Had a function. Fam, I forgot to tell y'all this. So I'm participating in this thing called Movember. All right? So for the entire month of November, I am growing a mustache. Big Drake, I ain't tell you this. But the rules are I had to start out clean shaven.
Uh-huh.
So I have shaved my whole face. I did it on Friday, November 1st, went to my barber. This is the first time in 14 years that I have not had a beard on my face.
Wow.
I have the last time I was clean shaven was April 19, 1999. Big Drake knows what date that was.
Yeah.
April 19, 1999 was the last time I was clean shaven. It's different. It is different. I'll post some pictures up on Instagram. Y'all follow me, PG1914. But so Movember, the reason why I'm doing this, the causes is to support, to raise awareness for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and mental health. And so the reason why these causes kind of struck home with me, if y'all remember a couple months ago, we had the young lady that tried to drive into the White House barricades, that had the 2-year-old daughter in the car with her and was shot in subsequently was shot and killed. 2 days later, we had the young man on the Washington Mall that set himself on fire and died. Burned itself beyond recognition. They had to actually get dental records to identify him. And then 2 weeks before that, we had the Navy shipyard shootings, in which the man went and shot several people in the Navy shipyards. All three of those incidences were done by African Americans. As a culture, we as African Americans do not like to talk about mental health. It's something that many of us have people in our family that have struggled or are struggling with mental health, but it's something that is almost taboo, as in we don't talk about it. We even one of the guys I shared with, he said, yeah, man, even to the point to where, you know, you put them in the back room. They don't even get to come out and stuff during family events. It's just something we don't like to talk about. As men, it's something we don't discuss. We don't discuss being depressed. We don't discuss if we're battling with, you know, psychiatric issues. And as a culture for African American, we don't like to talk about going to see psychiatrists or getting help about discussing those issues. So it was something that really, to me, hit that I felt very passionate about. And I think that the Lord has placed good people out here that can help you deal with some of the stuff that you're going through. And I don't think there's enough awareness to the issues. You know, I think Meta World Peace tries to bring issues. He's probably not the best person to bring awareness to mental health, because everyone sees that he struggled and no one has seen that he's gotten better. But
Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall has a personality disorder.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something that really just hit home for me. And I decided to join a part of it, man. And so the entire month of November, like I said, I'll be growing out a mustache. And if you would love to, if you want to participate, you can go to Movember.com. And if you would love for me to see, if you would like to contribute to my calls, I mean, to my, campaign, email me at, kingpin@mademanradio.com, and I will send you out a link where you can go on online and donate to my effort. I'm trying to win my competition, against the rest of my coworkers. So, would love for your support in doing that. So that's what I was smoking butts, for church and for the Movember campaign. Because we did a little cookout on Friday.
I probably couldn't participate in that because I can't grow any facial hair.
Yeah, that's why I didn't really tell you much about it. So I didn't want to make you feel bad. Hey, there's several people that aren't going to be able. But we have a lot of fake mustaches as well for folks to change them out every day if they want to participate and feel a part of the team. So Big Drake, man, had the Auburn game going on. We played Arkansas. I think that the next slate of games puts us in position to be able, if we can handle the gamut of the next three games, we'll be in position to be very, very, very competitive for the last regular season game of the year.
I agree. The one thing I seem to really like about this coaching staff is that our boys are always prepared.
They are.
Each game they've been prepared. Even in the LSU game that we had some fumbles, but you can tell that they were prepared. And our boys are in some doggone good shape.
Because they play against our offense every day.
Yeah. Our defense has really improved. The goal line stands.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
I'm just overall really happy with the direction that our team is going into, and I'm thinking these next couple of years we keep recruiting like we're doing. Our coaching staff stays intact. They better watch out because we don't get a couple national titles at our university.
Yeah, you ain't gonna want to see us. Yeah. You just not gonna want to see it. And again, I think we got a tough road ahead. I didn't take the Arkansas game for granted. I thought it was gonna be a tough road because it was at Arkansas. Next week we go to Tennessee. Then Georgia got to come to the house. It's something about playing at Tennessee, man. It's something about playing in front of 102,000, man. That brings teams to their knees. So I think that's going to be a tough matchup. Georgia come to the house. They got Gurley back this week. So they're continuing to improve. I don't think it's going to be an easy game. That's a big rivalry game for us. But all of those things, to me, if we can successfully navigate that course, it sets us up to being in good position. And we continue to improve like we have, to where you'll see one of the better Iron Bowls that you've seen, I would say, since 2010.
I'm selling my Iron Bowl ticket to the highest bidder.
I don't blame you. I do not blame you, brother.
So,
Big Drake, I mean, you are serious, though, right?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
Oh, I was going to say, because you know that's your big screen TV for your room, right?
Yeah. The highest bidder. When you purchase my ticket, not only do you get my ticket, you will get a pass to the Auburn Football Letterman's Lounge.
There it is. It's out there. It's out there. Big Dre, offline, we're going to talk about what you want to get for that ticket. And if we do, if Auburn handles that business, I will get you whatever it is you think you want for that ticket.
Sounds good to me.
If I'm not mistaken, I mean, is your lovely wife on board?
No, she wants to go.
She wants to go.
She wants to go to the game.
She's perfectly fine sitting with a perfect stranger.
Well, I told I'm serious. I'm selling my ticket.
There would be no hesitation whatsoever in my mind.
I'm selling my ticket, and the ticket will also come with a pass to the Letterman's Lounge.
Because Big Drake, your wife would not be on board if somebody offers you $2,000 for those set of tickets.
I don't know about $2,000. I just threw out, so these tickets are going to be worth a couple $100. I just said a couple $100, which I'm pretty sure when you say a couple, technically that means two.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it'll be over $200.
Right.
She might change her mind for $2,000. I don't know.
I see being able to get $500 easy per ticket.
Yes, I'm thinking $500 easy as well.
Yeah, but I don't think $750 is out of the realm of possibility for a total of $1,500. this is me, and I know it's y'all household, but if I sold my ticket for $1,000, I would go. If I got $1,500 for the set, I would go and buy that 55-inch LED 3D Samsung TV. I would sell it a week prior so that I can go get the TV, so that I can watch the game on the new TV.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, y'all got to lay away. I'm going to put a little bit down, and I'm going to come pick this up Saturday morning, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to pay it in full.
I'm going to put a little bit down. I'm going to come pick it up Saturday morning. So, yeah. All right, so it's out there, folks. If y'all know somebody looking, we will be helping Big Drake get the absolute most money for his ticket. So, we call it on y'all. So, again, back to the Auburn game, man. I was impressed. So, Big Drake, I got to have your takeaway. What do you take? The infamous now knee injury to Anthony Swain.
I think looking at the replay, if you look at the replay, when he was coming back to the huddle, he did have a slight limp to it. Other than that, I'm going to be honest, I'm pretty sure either the sideline told him to go down or he on his own thought to go down. I don't know if he could have ran all the way over, because after he made the tackle, he got up.
He ran.
Everybody was running and switching and doing all that. And see, my thing is, anytime the offense substitutes, they have to allow the defense to substitute.
Right.
So the offense was substituting.
If he was hurt, why didn't he go out the game? If he was hurt, why didn't he go out the game?
If he was hurt, why didn't he go out the game?
Yeah.
I'm thinking he couldn't walk over to the sideline. Because he was limping. He was the only one not running. And I'm just thinking that the ref wasn't going to allow Arkansas to snap the ball if we hadn't substituted. So we had time to substitute, get him off or whatever. Now, I'm not saying that there wasn't some hanky business going on, because he does look very suspect. I mean, he's standing there. If you look at him, he is limping a little bit. It ain't no over-dramatized limp, but he's limping a little bit. Then he suddenly goes down. If I was Brent Bielema, I'd be a little P.O. myself. Yeah. So I'm not just saying that it was right. I'm just trying to look at it for what it is. Not as an Auburn fan. If I was an Arkansas fan, I'd be P.O.'d.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I don't think he was hurt at all.
To be honest. He didn't come back in the game at all.
Yeah, but he couldn't. He couldn't. Because it was so blatant. They even put a knee brace on him. I don't think he could go back in the game. I think that they had to fully commit to the fake. If you're going, you know, I'm one of them. If you're going to go, you better fully commit. And I think we had to fully commit. I think when he was laying out there on the field, it was like, bruh, for real? He's like, no, man, seriously, there's nothing wrong. We can't say that. So you got to lay here. Roll around a little bit. When we pull, grimace. All right, do this. You got to do something because we got to fully commit because of the sparring match that our coach got in at the media days talking about people faking injuries. And here you is laying down here and ain't nothing wrong with you. And yep. I would not be, this may just be the cynic of me. I would not be surprised if coach say he can't go or he's day to day and he may not play Saturday.
Yeah.
I didn't see enough. You said a limp. I just seen he didn't run back. But
if,
I think
if
he was
you
just
watch closely,
tired.
He limped. And then another thing.
I didn't see the limp.
Yeah, you watch closely, he's limping. It's not an over-exaggerated limp, but he's limping. Okay. But, I mean, they were on the one-yard line. I mean, it's not like they were driving and driving, or we need to slow him down.
They was going
to score. Let's go ahead and fake injury because we need to slow him down. They were on the one-yard line. They were going to score.
Yeah. I think you're right. The replay looks bad.
it looks extremely bad.
Yeah, it looks really, really bad to see him because he's just standing there. Because the only part they play, they do not show him coming back from the huddle. They play him standing there and then him falling.
It looks very bad.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to look at the whole situation.
I got you.
The offense was substituting. You see Auburn players running on and running off. The rest is over the ball, so the ball's not going to be snapped until we get set anyway. They're on the one. They're probably more than likely going to score. It's not like they're on the 50 and driving in. Okay, they're not substituting. Our players are tired. We need to do something. Hey, let's take an injury. So, you know, if you look at it, he's limping slightly. And I'm not saying that the coaching staff or whoever didn't tell him, go ahead and fall down, or he thought Woman's going to go ahead and fall down. I'm not saying that at all.
Right.
I'm just saying, let's just look at everything as a whole.
I got you. Okay, I'm with you. But it didn't make us look good.
No, it didn't look horrible.
All right, bro. Let's get some picks in here, man. Oklahoma and Baylor.
Baylor.
You got Baylor.
I'm quick with mine.
I got Baylor too. Baylor is still averaging 63.9 points a game.
That's crazy.
That is absolutely bananas.
And they're undefeated as well, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What are they ranked?
Five. They're ranked number five. Texas A&M, Mississippi State.
A&M.
I'm picking A&M by 48.
Wow.
I'm picking Georgia football by 48. Florida State, Wake Forest.
State.
Yeah, I don't think that's contest.
Jameis.
Famous Jameis, baby. All right, so I don't know which one to go to first. Okay, let's go. Bama LSU. It's in Tuscaloosa at Bryant Denny.
I'm going to have to go with Bama because if you lost to Mississippi Ole Miss at your home, something ain't right.
I agree. I'm taking Bama. And you know what? We haven't talked a lot about Bama. Man, Bama has consistently, at the start of the season, we knew the offensive line was going to be suspect, and I think that proved itself evident. But you do understand that since week two or three, we have not talked about the offensive line again. Because
they, too, like, each week have gotten better.
Like I said, the only thing that makes an offensive line better is games. That's the only thing. You learn tendencies. You learn what a player likes to do. You learn what they're going to do. You learn how they block. You can only learn that by playing football games with them. And that's what Alabama's done. They played, them boys have been playing. They've been playing. And they know each other now, man. And they are solid, solid blocking unit right now. All right, so the big Thursday night matchup, man, Oregon and Stanford. We already know who you got.
You know where I'm going, baby.
It's at Stanford. It is at Stanford.
It doesn't matter to me.
But I think Oregon beat them by four touchdowns. No,
wow.
No,
by four?
No, I'm backing off. Oregon will beat them by 2 touchdowns. It'll be
a close game. Yeah, I can see that.
It'll be a close game. Because, again, talk about Stanford's defense. And then, again, we talked about Auburn going to Rocky Top, man. I think it's going to be a good game. Like I said, it's just something about Tennessee playing at Tennessee. But I will throw in this fact here. Tennessee is giving up 29 points a game.
Really?
Yes. That's more points than Mississippi State's giving up. That's more. Texas A&M's giving up 32 a game, so it's not as many. Tennessee's 29 is more points than Kentucky's giving up a game. Kentucky's only giving up 28 points a game.
And Auburn, they can run that ball.
Auburn is averaging 37 points a game.
I like those odds.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see what the point spread on that game is going to be.
Yeah,
because I think it'll. But again, Tennessee playing at Tennessee, they may give a lot of points, but those boys are motivated to play at the house for some reason.
Yeah, yep. And they're gonna try to ruin our season.
That's right. All right, man, so let's hit a little of this NFL talk before we get out of here. Brother, we talked on the break. The Falcons suck.
I've said it time and time again on this show. I'm going to say it again tonight. You have very few elite quarterbacks. Very few elite. And when you go get a quarterback who, yes, they have a good home record, but I think Matty Ice is like 15-2 or something at home.
Before this season.
Yeah, before this season. I'm just skeptical in giving these unproven quarterbacks who I guess they're hoping for greatness. And, you know, everybody know what I do for a living. I'm not an executive. I'm not a GM. I'm not none of this in football world. So I guess they know more about it than I know, obviously, if they get paid to do it. But it's human nature. The one thing I do understand is human nature. I understand human nature very well and tendencies. There are very few people who are the cream of the crop, who just are top upper echelon style people, no matter if you pay them $200,000 or $200 million. Their personality and their drive are going to lead them to strive for greatness each and every time. Not saying that Matty Ice falls into this category of nobody, I don't think, goes out purposely to embarrass themselves. Right. I don't believe that.
Right.
But at the same token, a lot of these losses are falling on him. And what these executives go out there and do, they give these guys who play well, play decent. Up until last year, they hadn't won a playoff game.
Nope.
Hadn't won not one playoff game.
Last year's first year,
and if I'm not mistaken, Matty Ice has doggone been the quarterback since them dogs left.
Yep.
That's been some time now. You know what I mean?
And he sucked it up.
Yeah.
He stunk it up.
And so what you're going to do is you're going to give this guy $100 million contract because, you know, what happens is, which I understand it, they're afraid they're going to go somewhere else and be great.
That's right. That's right. So and you don't, you know, it's hard to find a great quarterback. So you pay money on potential to be great.
Yeah.
Except if you're Jerry Jones and your quarterback got pictures of you playing with little boys.
That's it.
You know, but I'm with you, man. I'm a believer now. You said I'm a believer.
I want somebody to pull up a stat of the last 2 years. All of the quarterbacks that have gotten $100 million $100 million contracts. You know, minus your Brady, your Manning, your Breeze, and your Rodgers. Those are your top four guys right there.
They were great quarterbacks when they got their $100 million.
Yeah, that's your top four guys. The rest of these cats: Joe Falco, Matty Ice, Romo, whoever else has gotten them. I want to see what their record, you know, their records are as a whole. And I'm thinking it's going to be more losses than wins. I want to see their interception to touchdown ratio. I know we got some bookworms out there that love to work numbers. Somebody, hey, listen, it's family. Let's do this. Pull up the last 2 years, the $100 million contracts for NFL quarterbacks. look at who they are, what team they're on, the win and loss records of those teams, and the TD to interception ratio.
Tell us what they did. Tell us how they've done. Tell us how they've done. Because,
I mean, these are, if you're looking at, I guess, the way they see it as investments, these have been some pretty horrible investments. That to me, they're not gaining any profit.
If this was how you ran a Fortune 500 company, you wouldn't be a Fortune 500 company for too long.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope. And I don't want you handling my money, my portfolio.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They stunk it up, man. And Maddie, I benched him on my fantasy team. And this week, I benched him in favor of Jake Locklear.
The last two games, each of those games, he has thrown three interceptions. That's crazy, man.
And
you're a $100 million quarterback.
So you say. Or so somebody said.
And you know, your Atlanta fans, they're going to say, well, he's missing Julio Jones. He's missing Roddy White. I mean, an open guy is an open guy. A non-open guy is a non-open guy. You got to make better decisions.
That's right. And what about the quarterbacks that are still performing that don't have – what about Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers ain't got no Julio or Roddy White.
No.
If Julio or Roddy White was on Aaron Rodgers' team, Aaron Rodgers would throw for 6,000 yards.
And Tom Brady, he had one good receiving core 1 year, and that's the year they were all undefeated when they went to the championship. He had a pretty good receiving core.
Everybody else, he's piecemeal together.
He's made them what they think they are. Then they leave for big money to go to another team and don't do jack.
That's right. He threw 400 yards a day throwing to towel boys and water boys.
Yes.
Just being honest. So, man, the Carolina Panthers knocked Matty Ice out, as everybody has done.
Cam Newton, he had a few setbacks. He had some interceptions. But they were, if you look at the interceptions, they weren't like, why did you throw it there, interceptions? It was kind of the luck of the draw. But as a team, you know, I mean, Carolina has a really good defense.
That's what I don't know if I've seen it or heard them talking or seen some stats or something, but their defense has been very impressive this year.
They have. And then that linebacker,
Kuechly?
Yeah, that's him. That dude right there, straight up beast.
Yeah, man. My son has been impressed with him. I mean, my son has been an admirer of him. Now, nowhere near the man crush that he has on Cam, but he has been an admirer of Luke Kuechly since he got in the league. And I must admit, man, Luke is. I think he led the team last year in tackles.
He did.
It was like four or five in the NFL in tackles.
Yeah.
So he a beast, man. I looked at some of the other games. Like, say, the – still undefeated, the Kansas City Chiefs. They had to fight back a little bit in this one, though. But they ended up wrapping it up, put up 10 in the fourth to take care of the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills had to start another quarterback yet again. So I think it's safe to say that me or you could go and start a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I think I'm scheduled to start about week 13.
Yeah, I think they just rotating people out until they. I think they're going through fantasy leagues trying to pick people now. Who's lead the league? So, think about that. If you're on NFL.com with a fantasy team, if you do well enough, you could get a shot to start for the Buffalo Bills. So,
yeah.
Your Saints took a L to the Jets.
I want to say this about Kansas City. That is the one team that beyond the Saints, of course, I want the Saints to win the Super Bowl, that I would love to see the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
A small market team whose players, they don't have no superstars, no big time.
They got some superstars.
Yeah, but they ain't got no people playing look-at-me football.
No.
Everybody's playing their part.
Yes.
And they're just going out and playing sound football. I'm with you now. Now, a lot of teams, I don't like the small market. I don't pull for the underdog a lot. But the Kansas City Chiefs is one of them that I am, even though I don't. Their coach always seems to be a cupcake away from death. very much like McFatty in the college ranks that should never coach again in life. So other than that, though, he may need to go on that diet that Rex Ryan went on, get his stomach stapled or something, to try to trim down, because I don't want him to die on the sideline. That would really hamper football for me.
Yes.
So what happened to your Saints, man? Looked at a couple of highlights. Looked like Geno Smith had a pretty decent game. Didn't throw a lot, but looked like he came through in a couple crunch time plays.
And it looked like the Jets defense got the best of us.
Okay. So did your defense show up?
I don't think they played their best today.
Okay.
Because if you look at what you just said, Geno was like 9 for 12.
Right. He was.
Like 102 yards.
Yeah,
Well,
8-19 to be in particular, be specific.
Yeah.
115 yards.
I don't know, because I don't have CBS. I didn't get a chance to watch the game. I still haven't called Coach Network to complain.
You don't care.
Which I need to.
Yeah, you
to
don't
get
care.
Something free out the deal. But
it's evident you don't care.
I just don't. I don't feel like dealing with people when I can avoid it.
I understand. But I want my CBS. I call them.
Yeah.
I had to say something to them.
Yeah, I'm going to say something.
Yeah. All right, man. So the Cleveland Browns, J. Cam got a win today. Was very efficient. 11 for 14, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns. All the neat. Whoa, hold on. That's not a final stat. I'm sorry. I'm looking and reading as if it's final, but y'all know I print them off when I come up here. And so that is a second quarter stat. Let me verify that Jason Cam did pick up a W today. Yeah, J. Cam picked up a W today. Knocking off the Baltimore Ravens yet again, another one of those $100 million quarterbacks.
$100 million,
man. Falco, but J. Cam had a good day, man. 23 of 35, 262, and 3 touchdowns. It looks like Brandon Wheaton got some mop up duty at the end. J. Cam, glad to see him get him a W today.
He had a rough little football career, man. Yeah, he really has.
You talked about that, man. He's got it hadn't all been J. Cam. I mean, he's had some bad break, some bad luck, man. And of course, we've all said that he knows every playbook ever created for football. he's played under that many offensive coordinators, man.
Yes.
But my Dallas star did get another touch. Got another W. We're looking decent, but it's crazy. I think the winner of the NFC is going to come out just barely above 500. I think the division with the Cowboys, the Redskins, the Eagles, I think the winner is going to be one game over 500, whoever the division winner is. Right now it looks like it'll be the Cowboys, but I mean, we're only one or two games away from that swinging in a different direction. So
yeah,
you just never know how that's going to swing, man. RG3 had a good game today, peeling back the Chargers scalp, with the 30 to 24, W, man. Alpha Morris, man, that kid continues to be a beast. I was wondering whether last year was a fluke, even though he was unrated, but I still was wondering whether or not it was a fluke. But he's proven that, man, he's here to stay. He's going to be the next great success story of unranked players continuing to ball out. Today he ran for 121 yards, man. So big ups to that man. And then, like I was saying, so Nick Foles absolutely balled out. But I have to wonder, is he just a product? Is he just a fit for the system? Or was it the fact that they was playing the Raiders?
I don't think he is a fit for that. I didn't see the game, so let me preface that first. But he hadn't played well in previous games when Vic was out. Unless Chip Kelly is going to customize the the playbook to fit a Nick Foles, because his playbook fits Michael Vick. It fits Mariota, the guy he just left in college. And, you know, Nick Foles is like 6'8". He's not that star quarterback.
Nah.
When Nick Foles got hurt, they put in Matt Bartley. Matt Bartley is not that style of a quarterback.
Nope.
So he's going to have to adjust and pick the best plays and mold the offense for whatever players he has available. And that's the best system that's going to have to work for NFL, period. You know, with college, you know, you can pick, okay, this person is this type of system. That's what Alabama does. That just, like I said earlier, Corey Grant is not a good fit for them. Well, when you're in the pros, yes, you do want to get system players, but a lot of times you have to, because you're not, you don't have the whole country where you can pick who you want and decide to give scholarships to who you want. There's a draft. You have to pick the best available draftee or the best available athlete.
I agree.
And you're going to have to
fit your system.
That fits your system. Or you're going to have to tweak your playbook or do whatever it is. So, I mean, you want to give your people the best opportunity to win. And run that type of spread offense with Matt Bartley and Nick Foles, it's just not going to work.
Nah. Now, especially when it calls for having versatile players that's able to move that pocket, move that offense, and sometimes are called upon to tote that mail.
Because, you know, up until this win here, they were talking about Chip Kelly being one and done.
Yeah. But do you think, Big Drake, Chip Kelly may just be greasing the skids so that he can scoop up a Mariota in the draft?
I don't know, man. Because
what happens if Mariota falls to Chip Kelly in this draft and they plug him in to this offense with the likes of DeSean Jackson? They plug him in because you got somebody that's whole career has been in this offense. We said when it came out, was excited for Vic to get a shot in it. But do understand it was only because it fit Vic's skill set, but never because Vic had ever run this type of offense.
Yeah. Well, is Mariota a sophomore or a junior?
I think Mariota may be a junior.
Some think that he may be a sophomore. He won't be there another year anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if he's a sophomore, then you're right. So that's what I was thinking.
I don't have any personal knowledge, of course, naturally, but I just got to think that if I'm a coach and I'm getting paid to win games, and I hear the rumors, it's all on TV, that I might be one and done.
Yeah, Mario's a sophomore.
I'm not chancing anything. I need to win, because the NFL stands for not for long.
Yeah.
That's not just players. That's for coaches, too.
That's right. And you're right.
He can't risk, I'm going to take it in and see if I can. Yeah, you better win.
Yeah. Mariota is. He's a sophomore. So, yeah, you'd have to take two seasons, and by that time, Philly fans would get rid of you. No questions asked. But, hey, there's some good defensive and offensive coordinators coming out of college ranks if he needs some other – if that's the problem. So,
yeah.
That were once head coaches. All right, Big Drake, man. Another great show, man. Giving the people what they want. That's what we do. So, look, as we've said, if there's anything throughout the week that happens that you feel like we just need to make sure we hit us up. Hit me up, Kingpin at MadeMenRadio.com, Big Drake at MadeMenRadio.com. And now don't forget, so we definitely want to hear from y'all this week, because we want you to go YouTube, the Stevie Show. Is it Stevie Show?
Stevie TV.
Stevie TV, Twerking Intervention.
Yes.
Hit your boys up. Tell us what you think about the twerking intervention. We guarantee.
Make sure, because that, when you type in twerking intervention, there are a couple of them that pop up, and then there is the one that we're talking about, but it's only a clip, something like 15 to 30 seconds. Make sure you get the full one. That's a good three and a half minutes long.
So if you can't find it with all those explicit directions, you should be touching your computer all at your period. Okay,
you're stupid.
You're stupid. We don't. We hate to say that. We didn't say retarded, but you're stupid. Okay, so check that out. Tell us what you think. Hey man, it's always a pleasure, man. Big Drake, you got any parting words for our listeners, man?
Peace, war, eagle, keep the faith. Pride 2014,
baby. Hey man, I'm gonna leave y'all with one of my very favorite artists, Isaiah D. Thomas, and this is this song is entitled Jesus Lover of My Soul. And to me, what this song speaks of, man, it just speaks. I did a video with my teens today and talked about it was indicative of someone who felt they kept talking about how much they had fallen and all the things they had done. But really what it came boiled down to was somebody who did not feel that they were worthy of the gift that God wanted to give them. And I just want to encourage somebody. It doesn't matter how much you've fallen, doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter how bad of a life you may have think you've lived. Jesus still is wants to be the lover of your soul. And you have not fallen too far that the Father is not willing to send the Son to pick you up from where you are, because all he wants to do is provide you a life more abundantly, more abundant than you could have ever imagined. He just wants to be the love of your soul. Will you please let him do what he wants to do? Because I guarantee you, his plan is 10 times better than your plan will ever be. Let God have your life, have his way in your life, and you'll see amazing things. Hey, y'all, thank you for joining us, man. It's Kingpin, Big Drake, Made Man Radio Show. We love talking to you. This is one of the highlights of our week, man. And so we cannot wait every week to get on the air just to talk to the fam, man. So, hey, hit us up. Tell us what you think about the video. Tell us what you think. If you got some show topics you want us to hit on, hit us up and tell us, man, and we'll love to get them on for you. But until then, hold it down. It's your boy Kingpin Big Drake. Two fingers in there. Deuces.
Peace.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I need you. Somebody say Jesus, lover of mine, singing Jesus. Oh, I will never let you go. You've taken me, yes, from the miry clay, set my feet, yeah. Come on, now I know. This is in here, if you don't mind. Can y'all sing that with me? I will worship you.